Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships. Hello and welcome to episode 31 of From Long Distance to Marriage, and this is our medium awaited episode on masturbation.
Medium awaited?
Well, it's not long awaited, but it's been a few weeks that we said we'd do it.
Gotcha.
So we've had people eagerly awaiting this for 3-4 weeks, I guess.
Medium awaiting it.
Medium awaiting.
Not eagerly.
Not quite long. Eagerly awaiting it for a medium length of time.
Okay. I don't know if they have.
I think they have.
So just to be clear, we're not giving you tips on masturbating. We're not talking about...
And we won't be masturbating.
We won't be masturbating. We're not talking about if or how we masturbate. We're going to talk about, if it's healthy in relationships and how people can sometimes react and what that can sometimes do to affect your partner, really, I think. I think the myth is that men masturbate a lot more than women. I think it's just talked about a lot more in reality. But I think partners can actually get a little, almost like jealous of masturbation. Would you agree with that statement, kind of?
Yeah, I don't fully understand why, but it's something we hear more than once, isn't it? That people are like, oh, they're doing it, I don't like it. I mean, I do understand it when... This comes back to the porn episode that we did where, you know, it's not uncommon for people to have insecurities and the assumption that if they're looking at porn or visual aid, they're lusting over that particular person, over their partner. But then there are people who just don't like it. They don't like the idea of there being sexual acts without them being there.
Yeah, and I think, first of all, you know, if you're long distance, you're going to have to find a level of understanding both ways because, you know, you're not going to... I think people think, like, oh, as long as I'm there and ready and willing, my partner doesn't need to masturbate. And maybe in some cases that's true, maybe some cases not. I think we'll get to talking about that more in a minute here. But in long distance, you know, as long as you're being faithful, you have no other options than to masturbate. Even phone sex is technically masturbating. People probably aren't as jealous about phone sex because they're involved. But...
I mean, to me, I mean, I've got very little patience for it. Because I just kind of feel like... I said in that porn episode that, you know, people have relationships with themselves before they have relationships with other people. I don't think people have the right to kind of say, you can't do that anymore. Yeah. And I think also it's like, it's... That's massively using your insecurity that you're projecting onto the person. The only sort of add-on to that is we're talking about regular activity. We're not talking about addiction to it. If you've got someone who's getting themselves off multiple times a day and it's compulsive and they're sneaking off about it and they're lying about it or, you know, whatever. We're not talking about...
Abnormal.
Yeah, abnormal behaviour. But we're talking just general sort of healthy...
Which, I mean, for a young, to you know, from a young adult male, say early 20s onwards, I mean, a normal healthy amount could be every day. I know I've listened to some podcasts with some of the male hosts say that they've heard and read that men need to ejaculate every day to avoid prostatitis. So, you know, some men might understandably believe that for their health they should ejaculate every day. And not every woman is prepared to have sex every single day. Therefore, realistically, every other day, they may be masturbating.
I think the issue comes in... we've spoken about Terry Crews before, how we love Terry Crews. He was quite open about he had his porn addiction. And mm-hmm. He said he was in the house with his family, his kids, his wife. And he would sneak off to watch porn and regularly. I don't know if that's multiple times a day, but certainly regularly. And, you know, obviously, when you get to that point...
Yeah, that's obviously an issue.
But and it's certainly when you're in a long-distance relationship, it's just not a hang-up you can have. I think there's enough hard things to deal with there are enough difficult things to deal with in a long-distance relationship without adding on something like that. I mean... It's like being concerned that they're naked when they get in the shower, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult, you know, no matter how serious your relationship is, even, you know, as dedicated as Rich and I are, and we're married, you know, there's a really fine line between, you know, voicing your concerns about something and telling your partner what to do with their body, whether that's masturbating, you know, the way they're dressing, the way they're putting clothes on their hair, on their body, the way they're styling their hair, the way they're eating. Like, obviously there's things that come out of concern, like being overweight or certain things like that. But even that is a difficult conversation to have. Someone else's body is their body. And of course you love them and you care about them and you're concerned, but those conversations can be tricky.
Yeah, they have to be tactful. But yeah, I mean, the biggest mistake people make, or one of the biggest mistakes to my mind, is people get in a relationship with the intention of trying to change someone. It's going to end in tears, because you're either not going to change them and you're going to be disappointed and they're not going to become the person that you want them to be.
Yeah.
Or they will change, or they'll try and change, whatever, and they will resent you. And ultimately, when you do change them, they're not the person that you got with to begin with.
No.
So just find the right person from the get-go. If you get with someone who doesn't look the way you want them to, or has, I mean, obviously this, every single person has something about them that you don't like, and that goes for us too as well. There are qualities that we each have that you accept.
Deal with, yeah.
But you're going to have some boundaries. You're going to have your own red flags, so to speak. And you're going, okay, that's the trait. You know, if you found someone who is...
You just sound like you're having an argument with yourself. But,
if you get with someone who is an alcoholic, or they're heavy drug users, or,
yeah,
and you know from the beginning that's not something you could accept in a relationship.
However, if they've been in recovery and they've been clean for a few years.
I'm not saying those people don't deserve a relationship. I'm saying if that's something to you that you know, I can't be with someone who does that, I'm going to get with them and I'm going to make them stop and change.
And yet,
that's not really a feasible objective.
And I agree with you 100% in the sense that, you know, look for the right type of person, but there is not going to be anyone out there that is 100% agrees with you on everything or ticks every single one of your boxes. Yeah, so I'm saying that, like, kind of on that note though, but that you as a person need to be not you, Rich, but the collective you needs to be realistic in what you can and can't.
Yeah, you're going to have different. I mean, some of your movie choices. And I still can't go over that you like Coldplay. You know, there are things I have to compromise with you on.
I don't love Coldplay.
But you listen to Coldplay.
If they come on, I never actively seek them out.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You've never gone to a concert. But, you know, there are compromises that we make. Neither of us every day get to watch the films we want to watch, for example. We'll find something that we can both tolerate. And you know, you're never going to find someone, or you're unlikely to find someone who ticks every... Because, really, then what, you've just found a clone of you. Which is
boring.
Basically masturbating anyway.
Yeah. Well, and like, you know, I mean, we're kind of veering off the masturbation topic, but it's all relevant. But like, for instance, when we first got together, Rich smoked and had been smoking for a very long time and was very interested.
Not in a very long time.
Well, for your age, you had been, like, you started.
It was
when
a few years. But I smoked, yeah.
And nearly 10 years you've been smoking by the time we met.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Off and on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, you were a smoker, not like ridiculously heavy, but...
I was quite a light smoker, but yeah, and you weren't a smoker, and it was something, but...
It was something I didn't like, but it was something I knew from the very beginning, okay, he does this, and I met you, and like, you know, you were pretty good with, you know, keeping gum so that your breath didn't smell, and you know, washing your clothes regularly, you know, so a clean smoker, you didn't always stink, but, you know, I decided, okay, well, I don't really like this, but everything else about him, you know, outweighs that. And I never pressured you to stop smoking. I would say sometimes, like, oh, you know what? I would really like it if you stopped. But I never, we never had any arguments about it. And then one day you said, I think I'm going to stop smoking. And I didn't hide how happy that made me.
Yeah, you were really happy.
But, yeah, I mean, I just...
Well, because that is the thing. I think no one can really stop something for someone else. People, you know, you might think, okay, yeah, I'll do that for you. And then... you find it really hard, or you relapse, or a lot of people end up hiding things, or I'll do it behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
That's not healthy either. Whatever behaviour it is that you want to change has to come from you.
Yeah.
I think that's the sad thing we see in relationships, is people hiding things. Like, if ever I have a cigarette now, you know about it.
Well, that's kind of hard to hide, but...
It's not hard to hide, I see it. You know, I see people at work. In fact, I was working with someone, and the other day, they had a cigarette sort of early in the day, and they still live at home. And they said, oh, like, if my mum smells something, she'll kill me. And she had to go to sort of lengths to hide that. as did I when I lived at home, you know, but you can hide it. People do try and hide it, but that's not a concern for us.
No.
And I think that's, I just think that's how it should be. Should be open. So bringing this back to the topic of the day, chances are if you're with someone, they masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are they're not going to stop you. They may decide to stop for themselves. They may think, I'll see if I can do that. But not because you tell them to. And it's just, I have very little sympathy with it because it's such a strange...
It's very controlling.
It's incredibly controlling. It's like... and to me, I suppose it must... Either they don't like it, for as I said before, they don't like the idea that they're not part of it. Or there's someone who finds the whole act immoral, distasteful, and then it seems like there's probably some other issue going on in there.
But I guess I can see that there's certain instances where I could potentially understand it. In a long-distance way, I think it's really hard because, what you know, people have needs. What are you going to do when you're apart? Like, I had a friend who was really weird about it, but she and her boyfriend were together. They lived in the same town and everything and saw each other every single day. And she was really weird about it and really jealous, and I think there had been some issues in the relationship. But her thinking was, okay, sometimes I try to initiate sex and he's not in the mood, but then other times he'll masturbate.
Right.
So I can see that making you feel... Yeah,
but then I don't think masturbation's the concern. The concern is that he's choosing that over her, yeah, potentially. Or he's, you know, it's, yeah, fine, you may do it to an extent that your libido's affected, or... All those are valid concerns, but... If we're just talking about someone being upset at all, that I've got little sympathy with. Yeah, if it's...
There can be reasons where it's bigger than that, yeah,
for sure.
But yeah, I mean, I think... And a lot of couples are really secretive about it. Like, I've heard funny stories where girls have come home and found their husbands, or evidence that maybe they've been doing it. That sounds really gross. I'm not talking about, like, come on the wall or anything. But, you know, behavior, or he ran downstairs acting like, oh, hey, you're home early. You know. And I just think that's really funny because, like, if I were, you know, we had a whole mystery in relationships episode, how we, you know, we don't have mystery in our relationship. So, like, if one of us were to do it, it'd be like, oh, what you been up to today? Well, I did that. I did the second. We don't hide it. We don't, like, necessarily need to talk about it all the time. Like, it's fine. It is what it is. But I think that... The one, you know, we have a long way to go in a lot of aspects of our relationship. But the one good thing we are very good at is, within reason, you do you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean that sexually. Yeah. You do you. But, I mean, like, I remember you messaged me a couple years ago on your birthday. And you knew that I really didn't want you to get back into smoking and stuff. But I've always been very understanding, like, in a social situation, if you got having a drink.
Well, I was at an event on my birthday for work and...
One of your friends was smoking or something.
No, I was on my own. Oh, okay. So, like, I was between... There'd be big gaps between talks. And I was just...
Time to kill. Standing around, yeah,
and nothing to do. And I thought, fucking hell, kill for a,
yeah,
cigarette.
And you messaged me. And you're like, I really just fancy getting a pack of birthday cigarettes. And you didn't even ask me. It wasn't like you were asking my permission. Maybe you kind of were feeling me out. But you were just saying, oh, I really wish I could do this. And I was like, well, go for it. It's your birthday. You do you.
Yeah.
And that meant a lot to you. But, like, we are... You know, we had the money management episode, like, you know, what's left is ours, and that's fine. We can spend it how we want. And, you know, it's our bodies are our bodies. You know, if I'm not feeling like having sex on a particular day, and Rich has to, then I'm not going to be like, well, I don't want you doing that. Like, I'm keeping him from having the natural form of release, so I can't then stop him from having the other one. And if distance is stopping you... having that, you can't get interrupted.
I think, to be clear on this, if you're in a long distance relationship, get over it. It's
nice as possible, as we can say that.
As blunt as possible, I think. I mean, there's just, you've got no right to it, for one, to feel that way. Or certainly, yeah, you can feel how you feel, but you've got no right to demand that.
Maybe reason.
But then also, because I just think about really what you're expecting. Like, you're not there to give them any relief.
Satisfaction.
Can't, but you're demanding that they don't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, how do you think that's going to have a good outcome? They're either going to tell you, oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that, and then be doing it.
Yeah, they're either lying or...
Or going elsewhere.
Or they're so subservient to you that they're probably not going to be a good partner anyway.
And as much as you think you want that, someone to do everything you say, you don't.
No, you don't.
Some people think they do, though.
Yeah, people think they do.
I want everyone to agree
and
with
you,
me.
And if you do, then you're a narcissist.
Or maybe a bit controlling. Definitely.
Yeah, and then, I can understand a little bit more in a, if you live together, if you live close together, but yeah, I mean, and also I suppose some people might, it's not like it's always equal to sex though, is it? Sometimes it's, someone might take the opportunity, or maybe they just are really stressed and they're like sometimes themselves fucking it. So maybe people do it to do things that they can't do with their partner.
Maybe you just want the release without all the foreplay, and maybe you just literally need...
Maybe you're not feeling very well, or you're not really up to doing something with someone else, or... Yeah, there's any number of reasons, and I think where people get... The people who feel upset about it seems to me that it's because they're getting hung up on a jealousy aspect, and you can't be jealous of someone being with themselves. Now, I suppose that takes us back into the porn discussion, and for anyone who hasn't listened to the episode... One, we recommend you do. But two, I mean, our general sort of feeling on that was, generally speaking, we don't see it as a big deal.
What? In healthy amounts and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, generally speaking. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think...
But I can... What I was going to say about that was I can see a reason for people getting a bit upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
That may be a conversation. Either you say... I accept that this is just what happens and we're not going to talk about it and you can hide that from me and we'll pretend it doesn't happen. That's one way of dealing with it. Another way of dealing with it is having the conversation and saying, look, this is how I feel about it. What's your side of it? And see if you can just reach some common ground. But, you know, I can understand the thought process of thinking, well, if they're watching that and they're getting aroused to that and they're getting themselves off to that, I'm not able to give them that. I don't look like that. I don't behave like that. And I think that's not our concerns, but I can understand that thought process.
And also I think when you're young, you're insecure. Like I think I mentioned that episode that, you know, my first serious boyfriend when I was a teenager, he was open and I asked him if he masturbated and he said he did. And I said, do you watch porn? And he's like, yeah, like when I can. And I was like, well, bearing in mind, you know, you're very insecure when you're a teenager and stuff. And I said, I didn't ask him to not masturbate. I asked him, could you not watch porn? And he said, well, do you mind if I do this or that instead? And, or, you know, some different options. And I was happy to compromise.
I mean, it's just a weird one because if you're not looking at porn or whatever, you know, there's going to be thoughts in their head and you can't control that and you can't be sure that it's you that's in there. You know, they could be visualizing something else or thinking of a different scenario, or maybe there's no face involved at all. They're just thinking about an act
or a feeling.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. It's a slippery slope to saying you can't think of that. I think to me, as long as they stay with you and they come home to you and they're not acting this out with real people, fantasies are fine and
we all
they can
have,
be healthy and
we all have fantasies and thoughts in our heads and we all have things pop into our brain that maybe shouldn't. But
and just think about what you're asking them. If you say I don't want to do any of this, you're asking them to be this very sort of empty vessel, husk. Just. I'm the only thing in your mind, and that's it. And I think that's something not someone I'd want to be with.
But I think I would encourage couples to talk about it.
Yeah, like
I mean, if you literally don't give a shit if they're masturbating and you have no insecurities, then maybe you don't even need to talk about it. But maybe you're a little bit curious, and maybe you want to know how they feel about you doing it. You know, what I think it's healthy to know.
Maybe do it together.
Yeah, I think it's healthy for couples to talk about pretty much everything. And again, this goes back to us having no mystery in our relationship. But that means that there's no surprises. There's still good surprises, like, oh, I didn't know you were into this, or I didn't know you. You know, we learn things about each other over the years. But I just think that, I don't know, what if you're living apart and you don't know their masturbating habits, or not that you need to know how and when and why and where and all that, but knowing a little bit about it, because then I just think, like, I know someone who's been married longer than we have, and we've been married almost 8 years, and they haven't ever talked about it.
Doesn't she think he doesn't do it?
She thinks he does. She thinks she knows he does. She's never found evidence or walked in on him or anything. But, like, I just can't imagine, like, what if you've been married for, I don't know, almost a decade, and you walk in on him one day? I think that would be weirder than, like, knowing, oh, I'm gonna go in the other room and jerk off. I just...
Yeah.
Like, that's so awkward to me. And I just think that couples should just not have that wall about it. Unless, like I said, you just really don't give a shit and it doesn't bother you. Then that's fine. If you don't need to talk about it, then don't, you know, force conversations where they don't need to be had. But if you're, like I said, if you're curious or you're a little bit insecure, and maybe they can tell you something that'll make you feel better. Like Rich said, oh, well, I'm only ever thinking of you, or I have a folder of dirty pictures that you've sent me over the years, and that's all I ever use, or I only pick pornos where the girls remind me of you, you know, or vice versa, where the guys remind me of you. Not that you ever get much choice of the men in porn. There's like four of them in the industry. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, talk about it. And use, yeah, like, use it to uncover something you didn't know about them. Like, ask them how old they were when they started doing it. And
I'm sure there's some funny stories. We've shared some funny stories.
Yeah, there must be funny stories. It's just, I just think if you're with someone, just embrace them as they are, you know. Don't, I think it works for both couples. One, don't go into it thinking, I need to change you, I don't like this, that's going to be wiped out. And equally, as you said before, beyond the, I'd prefer this, you know, that kind of clothes looks better on you, or this health thing. Apart from just sort of saying your preferences and then but ultimately leaving it to them, I'd be very wary of someone making demands of you about how to be. Mm. Because that's just a big red flag, isn't it? But they should just be, they either want you for you and they'll accept the bits around the edges that maybe aren't as good as they'd like.
You know, we all have aspects of us that aren't good, and I think we're, you know, we're probably more aware of those than our partner is. So then when your partner hones in on that and pinpoints it, that can be a very vulnerable and painful and awkward conversation. And masturbation can be one of those topics. You know, maybe you feel
shy and embarrassed.
Yeah, or you feel like you're hiding something, or maybe you do have a bit of a fantasy that you're a bit afraid to reveal to your partner. And you know, there's a lot of feelings mixed up in who we are. And there's a lot
It's one of those things where there's a lot of guilt sort of thrown in.
Yeah, especially if you were raised Catholic like me.
And then if you're with someone who reinforces that, that's hard. You know, you shouldn't be reinforcing guilt like that. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I said what I was going to say.
Hmm?
I think I said what I was going to say.
Okay.
But realistically, I mean, don't hold your partner to ridiculous standards, you know, especially if you're long distance, because like we said, people are going to have needs. And I think probably, I think it's safe to say that most people would rather be performing that act with their partner, but
fundamentally they're enjoying themselves and they're doing it. And it's like, you wouldn't say to them, you're not allowed to go and play football
with your friends. Some people would.
Yeah, some people would, but no one I'd recommend you go out with. It's, yeah, like I said before, it's a bit strange to me, but
what if there was an app where you would, like, vetted women? I recommend this woman. She's not annoying.
I vet women?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, if there's any developers listening, you make it, and I'll
give, I don't mean, like, it. Sexually vet. I mean, like, yeah, evaluate traits. Their character.
Yeah, yeah.
I recommend this woman.
Okay.
I'm just saying, imagine a world where that happened.
It'd be amazing. Mm. There'd be a lot of single women. But yeah, so don't worry about it. But no, you were talking about something.
Oh, before you interrupted me.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying how there's a lot of feelings mixed up and everything about ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I just don't think it's fair to really try and control people like that.
The thing about sex is there's a lot of, there's a lot of options on the table. Like if you wander into a sex shop, one of the seedier ones, maybe not the high street ones, you'll see just the array of toys and harnesses and
sex swings.
And there's, you know, there are fucking people marrying dolls. I mean, first and foremost, if your partner's just jacking off, they're pretty normal. They're not marrying dolls with makeup on. But, yeah, just ask how much of this is because I'm naive, maybe. I've not seen this other world of it. Not that we're in, like, sex clubs or anything, but we're aware of the options.
Sex clubs.
We're aware of it, but just think, like, is this just, I'm a bit naive to it, it's not really what I've not, like you said, maybe you're raised in this very strict Catholic upbringing where you've been sheltered from things, and then there's a bit of a shock, which is fine, that's completely understandable, but then your response to that can either be, oh, I want nothing to do with it, that's bad, and run away, or it can be, oh, okay, well, let me learn about this and just try and understand it a bit more, and my partner's clearly into it, and because there shouldn't be any shame in tech stuff, you know. And whatever you are into, there's someone who's, one, into the same thing, and two, into weirder things.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Were you going to say something?
I was, and I've done that thing again where I forgot.
It's because we're getting old.
It's because you talk a lot.
It's wisdom, though.
That's what it is.
We're talking about sex clubs. And you look like you were going to say something.
Yeah, I don't remember. But no, really, it just, I think, talk about it if you're concerned. Be realistic in your expectations. And yeah, really. I mean, that's all there is to it. Just be decent.
I mean, I suppose if there's, realistic. If you're noticing behavioural changes, then that's it. Like, oh yeah, they do it and then they're lazy or they get unproductive, you know, like...
They get lazy.
Yeah, maybe it's like, yeah, they do that and then they've just got no motivation.
Everyone's lazy after they do that.
I don't mean like immediately. But yeah, I mean, what I'm just saying is if you notice that... If you notice it, I can't see why it would, but if it was to lead to... If you see negative changes in them from it, then, you know, that's a bit different. But I think really we're just talking about if you have a natural aversion to it as an activity and you demand... That your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever.
I remember what I was going to say.
Go on.
So another thing, like you were saying, people being naive about it, or, you know, you really only know what goes on with yourself in the terms of masturbation. And if you're living together for the first time, you might, you know, there might be a period where you realize that they are doing this or they talk about it or whatever. I mean, that can be a bit of a surprise, you know, like living with someone for the first time. And you learn more about them than you probably know about anyone else.
Especially if they are into things that you maybe not been aware of. Maybe they like to use nipple clamps and you don't, and like, I'll do it on my own or whatever. You know, maybe there's...
Masturbating with nipple clamps?
Not with the clamps.
Well, no, maybe, but like while wearing them.
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know.
Interesting.
Is that food for thought for you?
I'm just filing it.
You know, maybe it's that kind of thing where you think, yeah, we have... regular sex, maybe it's quite vanilla, and then they're just thinking, okay, well, while I'm on my own, I'll try this, so I'll try that. And which I suppose is a way of saying you can't always provide everything that your partner wants. And I think, you know, people say, oh, you know, well, you shouldn't be doing that, you should want to be with me. Yeah, sure, but I suppose you can't always be all things to everyone. And maybe you
shouldn't be.
No, and maybe you don't want to do that thing, or maybe they'd just rather do something by themselves, like... And I can't think of an example, but it's just the principle of it that you can't always be. Because like we've always said, a relationship is two individual people coming together and saying, we make a good little union, let's make it work. But it doesn't mean that you always operate as one body.
You're still two people. You're, you know, oftentimes you aren't on the same page.
And you're allowed to have separate interests. You're allowed to have separate sexual interests as long as...
And preferences.
And preferences. And as long as, you know... You can, as we said before, find that common ground and you can both accept that I'm into this, I'm into that, and do you know what? I'm happy for you to do it on your own as long as you don't feel it needs to be part of the joint thing. And again, it comes back to that communication, but I don't think it needs one of those things where you have to be 100% on the same page on it.
Well, you're not going to be for the most part. I mean, maybe some people are in some aspects of their relationship, but there are multiple aspects of our relationship and our lives. You know, our marriage, beyond our relationship, for instance, you know, household stuff, social things, where we're not 100% on the same page.
Now, we had a cleaner last year, was it last year? And she came in and she said, oh, your house is like a mixture of two different styles, didn't she? Part of that was because we haven't decorated all of it. But then there's also, you can tell where there's your influence and my influence, and then the areas where we've said, yeah, we both like that.
Yeah.
And maybe it's slightly different if we'd done it completely on our own. But we both enjoy it. But also, I think like a house is a pretty good example of that.
But it's also like, for instance, one of the things that really stand out to people is that when you walk from the hallway, like into the living area of our house, there's a huge painting of like the Grim Reaper on the wall.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool painting. It's not what I would have picked, but Rich saw it at an event and really, really liked it. And I was with him, and I was like, well, I mean, I guess if it's what you really want, like, do I get any joy out of it? No. I don't even notice it anymore.
No, I don't. But then there were, but equally, there were things around the house that you wanted that they're inoffensive to me. And I think that's the thing. As long as it's inoffensive to someone, and it, you know, in the sense of, if you were to walk in every day and go, fucking hell. It
took me about 5 years to get floral bedding.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, you know, we're about to redecorate the bathroom, and it's a firm no for me that you wanted that fucking pattern tiles on the floor, didn't you?
You're not fucking when you talk about it.
Why?
Because you don't have to.
Well, I don't have to.
Well, don't.
Okay.
You don't, like, it's never done anything to you. I just kind of wanted it.
Yeah, okay.
This poor tile, like, living its existence out, and you're sitting here cursing it.
That tile's still living its existence, it's just in the shop. But, yeah, that was something I thought, I can't go in that bathroom if you don't see that. It will depress me. So we're good, and that's when we've said, okay, well, we both like that one instead, let's go for that. And it's that kind of thing. It's, in our hallway, we've got a big picture of a cow. Like, we both think it's fucking brilliant.
It's funny.
You know? And people come in and they go, oh, that's an interesting picture.
Yeah. It's way too big for where it is, but it cracks us up.
Then, yeah, like you said, there's equally a picture that doesn't give you any joy. There's things that don't give me any joy, but we don't come in and go, oh, my God, like, I don't want
to.
But
each person needs to feel at home in their relationship, just as they do in their home, and that means that you should be able to go and masturbate when you need to.
Yeah, I think a home is just a good analogy for a relationship. Whereas the two very different people and experiences and styles and everything merging and making something new.
Yeah, definitely. And I would encourage, you know, we talked about talking about, you know, masturbation if you're concerned about it. But again, I think this is something Rich said earlier on, like, it can be something you do together. You know, sometimes you really want to be close with your partner, but maybe you've had a really long day. Maybe you're really sore from the gym. But you can still find ways to enjoy yourselves together.
Well, I was going to say on this that we used to watch that TV show, didn't we? Sex Inspectors.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I think we've mentioned this before, but basically this, I mean, in fairness, they probably got like one of the best jobs in the world. They would set up cameras in people's houses and they'd
Let's be honest, none of those people were particularly attractive, were they, though?
No, but so basically,
not that we're models, but hey,
we're
not setting up cameras in our bedroom.
But I was going to say that I think a lot of this objection comes down to some insecurity.
Yeah, you know? Totally. So, or lack of understanding.
Whatever it might be, but I think insecurity is a big one. And I know that one of the tips on this show, and we've never done this, we did talk about it, but they said, they had this sort of exercise where you go to bed and you're both completely naked and you sit, is it supposed to be the butterfly position? Like you kind of, your feet
kind of like in the meditation position.
Yeah, where the soles of your feet are touching, cross-legged, whatever. But so said you're both naked and you touch hands. And so you have your hands in front of you.
I think fingertips.
You touch fingertips and you just look in each other's eyes.
Always wanted to try it, but like every time one of us goes, hey, do you want to try this?
No, I'm suggesting, like, no, I don't want to do
it. Yeah, like, I want to do it, but it makes
you feel vulnerable.
But I've suggested it before and you've been like, yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, so you're naked, you're touching fingertips and you just look each other's eyes for 5 minutes. And I said, this is supposed to be a really good exercise, sort of breaking down certain barriers. So I don't think this is for everyone, but I think if you've got this insecurity and you're just a bit worried,
it just makes me want to giggle thinking about it. Like,
well, that's not going to help anyone who's thinking about this because they're like, but, you know, if you're thinking I'm insecure about how I look or how they feel about me or whatever, I think this is a very good exercise apparently for connecting, and I think that ultimately could help with your insecurities and issues about them masturbating when you're not around, or well, like you said before, if maybe you are around, maybe you're not fit up to it, and they say, okay, well, I'm gonna go and do that. I think that can help with it. But again, I know we said this in the porn episode as well, but like it comes down to having that self-awareness where you can say, okay, why do I object to this really? And then think, is that fair? You know, are you putting your issues and insecurities onto another person, and is that fair of you? I think no.
Well, and then being able to calmly talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, this is what's bothering me. I know probably most of that is because I've got some concern or issue or insecurity, but can we just talk about it so I can understand better why you feel the need? You know, be an adult with the way you talk.
Ultimately, this is going to make you a lot happier.
And your partner, because they can jerk off.
You're going to just have a happier, more relaxed relationship, and in your own skin you're just going to be happy if you can say, you know what, that doesn't bother me, and you're going to feel more relaxed. I think that's really important.
There is such a freedom in being completely confident and secure in your relationship, and this is one step that you have to overcome to achieve that. Like, for us, like I said, there's a lot of things we need to work on, but I would say that we are both 100% secure in, like, the knowledge of, you know, each other being loyal and faithful. And, well, yeah, maybe we don't 100% tick every box for each other in some areas. That doesn't mean that it's not going to work or that that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, like, a relationship is it's something that obviously people say it's a commitment, and it is a commitment, but you're not just committed to the other person, you're committed to doing what you need to do to keep making that a successful union and keep making it better and stronger. So it's not just a case of showing up and saying, well, I'm here, what more do you want? It's a case of, okay, what do they need from me? What can I do for them that they haven't expressed? And where can I look to improve? And then, you know, hopefully they're doing the same thing, and if they're not, then have the conversation. But that's what it takes. Mm. You know, if you're in a job, you know, the people who progress in jobs are the ones who say, how can I upskill? And you always want to be upskilling in your relationship as well, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And that can be hard. And doing that is going to push you out of your comfort zone, because you are two people, and what feels normal or expected to your partner doesn't to you. And there's areas of our relationship where that is continually a theme, where one of us needs something the other person doesn't know how to give, and we're not talking just sexual, but, you know, all kinds of things. And you do have to push yourself and take responsibility for when you're not doing that. And it can be hard, but relationships are hard.
Yeah. And the thing about sex, and we've said in previous episodes about non-sexual stuff, that you can't really do everything for your partner. You know, like, women should have girlfriends, men should have guy friends, that, you know, it's just different. Just
friends in general.
Yeah, but it's different. Your partner can't be your one and only partner. You know, they can't be your one and only sort of area of release in a lot of ways. And you need something to, but when it comes to sex, like, they are. Like, this is something we've spoken about before. Like, other than when you're sorting yourself out, it's not like, okay, yeah, you won't do that, so, well, I'll go and do that with them tonight. It's the one area where it's the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I think there's a big responsibility there. But I know that's not something I really realised until relatively recently. Like, not a week ago, but, like, certainly as I got older. It wasn't like I came into the marriage saying that. It's something I sort of grew into. So I think for people listening who maybe younger or they've never thought about it, I think that's a really, like, important thing to remember.
Don't yeah.
You? Like, if you don't want to play sports with me, not like go and play sports, but if I say I'm going to go and play snooker with some friends, you may not be into that. That's fine. But I can't say I'm going to go and fuck so-and-so tonight. Yeah, and that's
you could, but it'd be interesting to see what this conversation right. went.
Yeah. So I just think that's something that people should bear in mind. But that includes masturbating.
Yeah.
So I think we should do a takeaway for this episode, I think. Like, if you are listening to this and you're someone who's not happy with your partner doing that, or the thought of them doing that, what should we do? Talk to them, or, yeah, ask them about it.
Yeah, come have a conversation. If you're feeling weird about it, definitely. But don't have a go at them, and don't be like, you shouldn't be doing this because of that. Just, like,
maybe they already know, but don't in this conversation tell them it bothers you. Go into it and say,
hey, do you do this?
Like, yeah, or when did you start doing it?
No judgments.
What's your favourite thing? Or if you're someone who's just gym doesn't like it and you don't do it yourself, maybe spend a few minutes with yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's a really hard thing. It's so easy to judge, especially if you've never done something or been in that position. Like, I'm not saying masturbation specific, but just in life, it's so easy to judge until you've been in someone's shoes. But also, it's really easy to judge people who masturbate if you've never done it.
Yeah, if your insecurity is you think it's not good and you've... Yeah, I mean, I think it's very easy to judge other people when you...
Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, definitely. And that may be something that you maybe do have the guilt, and don't tell people. Or there's enough resources on the internet now, and there's books and whatever, where you can start to learn and appreciate and understand it before you do it. You know, you can try and change your mindset on things. But it has to start with you. You're never going to come to terms with other people doing it if you can't come to terms with yourself.
Yeah, right? And I think that's probably where a lot of it can come from for some people, is they feel weird or they have a guilt associated with it. Obviously not everyone. There's tons of different scenarios, but... that can definitely be one.
And I think, like, yeah, it comes back to that saying that you can't love other people till you love yourself. And I think also this comes back to where we said before, and I think we'll do an episode on this soon, but, you know, a relationship isn't about completing you, it's about complementing you. Mm-hmm. You need to be fairly safe and secure in your own skin anyway. But on this topic, I think the danger can be when you get with someone who completely reinforces certain things that, you know, certain negative traits and opinions and things. You know, so it's one thing to say, yeah, we're very compatible in all these areas and that's great, shared interests and hobbies and sexual preferences maybe, but when it comes to someone saying, oh, I agree with you about this puritanical judgment, I don't think that's a good thing. I think your comfort zone's there to be pushed, I think.
To an extent.
I don't mean doing anything that, you know, you're really not comfortable with, but certainly if someone... It's hard, isn't it? Because I know this could be misconstrued to say you want to be someone who disagrees with you, or there are certain things that are never okay to... You know, fine, if you...
I think what you're like trying to say is it's good to be with people who open doors for you.
Yeah, and I think there's the world of difference between saying I don't like masturbating and I think masturbating is evil and wrong and I don't think anyone should do it. They're very different things. If you say, yeah, you know what, it doesn't really do anything for me, that's fine. You know, as you said, you do you. But if you're someone who says that's terrible and no one should do it, and then you get someone who reinforces that, you're never going to see the other side of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard to be human anyway. The last thing you need is to come home and feel pressure for anything like that. You know, your home should be your safe place and you should be able to be who you are and not have to keep anything secret. And if there's things you do and don't like, your partner should find ways to accept that or have dialogue for how they can help you get over some of those. You know, like, you just need to work together because, like, yeah, being a human is really fucking hard.
Yeah. So talk about it.
And don't work against each other.
No, that's a really big one. Yeah, don't work against each other. Maybe do it. Maybe write some questions down. Do a little quiz about it. Or, yeah, just think. Just ask. Yeah, it's hard for us to give the question. You don't know what the concerns are. But just think, what bothers me? Why does it bother me? And then write some questions down and ask your partner. And yeah, but that, I think, would be a good exercise for people to do as a takeaway from this. Just think, how can I use this as an opportunity to get closer to my partner.
Yeah, and if you find masturbation really awkward, we suggest you watch Big Mouth on Netflix, because that will get you used to it very, very quickly in a cartoon format, so it's not as threatening. Kristen Wiig plays a vagina.
Yeah, and there's a guy that fucks his pillow.
Mm-hmm. A teenage boy that fucks his pillow.
So there's something for everyone.
Yeah, there really is, and it just kind of gets...
Except probably... I don't think your parents would like it.
No, I don't mean... We don't mean everyone. I mean, like, our demographic...
Yeah.
Cool. So yes, please be open-minded about these things. Be patient with your partner and, yeah, mainly don't work against each other. And let us know if you have any topic requests. We're always happy to do those, as you've probably heard recently.
And let us know if this episode's been helpful or...
Any others.
I'm just curious about this topic in particular, who listens, who's bothered by this, or they've been with someone who's bothered by it, or they've overcome it, or... Hey, it's never been an issue, and we laugh and joke and talk about it, whatever. I'm curious. But yeah. Come follow us online, Mr. Mrs. Distant.
Leave us reviews on our...
iTunes.
iTunes. I almost said Appletunes.
Appletunes.
You have a really funny short little piece of hair here.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here like playing... I'm like a monkey here just like playing with his hair.
Defleeing me. Okay, so should we sign off?
We should.
Go for it.
See you guys later.